Now, something else with some ethical dimensions. A speech-stopping ray has been developed. If you've ever been annoyed by someone chatting in a meeting or in a concert, or if you're a teacher with unruly students, help might be on its way. Katsuo Kuriha and colleagues have built a device which can stop someone talking from the other side of the room. It takes advantage of an effect you may have noticed when talking on a very bad phone line. If there's a delay of a few hundred milliseconds, maybe a quarter of a second, between you saying something and you hearing yourself back through the phone, it's almost impossible for you to talk because your brain is always listening to your speech and then feeding that back in to improve the speech and make sure you're saying what you think you're saying.
There were a couple of videos that went viral, maybe a couple of years ago, of people where this seemed to be happening and they couldn't get a word out. They really did just talk absolute gibberish. And apparently that was because they were getting their own feedback with a reasonable delay, and that destroyed their ability to moderate what they were saying.
Yeah, that's it totally. I've had it a couple of times when talking to someone down the line on the radio, and it's a complete nightmare. So what these guys have done is they've mounted a very directional microphone next to a very directional loudspeaker, both pointing the same direction. They've got a laser pointer on it for aiming. When they point their device at someone speaking, it listens to what they're saying, that adds delay, which is affected by how far away they are, so you get all the time travel things sorted out, and then plays it back to them with the appropriate delay. And they've got some beautiful videos on their website of someone talking away at the front of a lecture, then suddenly ceasing to be able to talk. They're not actually intending to manufacture them. I think they've done it for a bit of fun or as a sort of interesting intellectual exercise. But the technology is very simple. Somebody will build these things. And it brings up all sorts of interesting ethical issues because, for example, you could point it at a lecturer for a laugh if you're a student. Or rather more sinisterly, you could point it in a political meeting at someone who's giving a speech and cause them to completely stop being able to talk and they wouldn't know what's going on.
Are there any positive uses to this sort of technology, Dave? It sounds very interesting. Obviously, the science behind it's interesting. You've got some nice technology and a nice bit of neuroscience. But so far, it sounds mainly like it can be used for mischief and for sabotaging people's political careers. What's the good spin?
They suggest that conceivably in meetings you get people getting way off topic and that the chairman of the meeting could possibly then shut them up and make everyone actually focus on what they're possibly trying to do and then possibly shorten meetings and make them a lot more efficient. Essentially anywhere where someone being in control might be useful, it could arguably be a good thing, but I'm quite suspicious.
Okay, interesting technology, possibly unethical applications. You say that you don't think they're actually going to build any, but now that somebody's proposed it, surely somebody will. I mean, can you actually get speakers and microphones that are really directional enough to do this outside of a lab?
There are various people who make very directional microphones and very directional speakers. It's probably not a cheap thing to do, but for a few £1,000, I'm sure it'd be very, very practical.
Okay, well, that's very intriguing. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And if I suddenly start talking absolute nonsense, then you know that it's because Dave decided to build one of these at home, and it's not because I'm just tripping over my tongue. At least that's going to be my excuse next time.